This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:05 p.m. and our first story is about voter apathy. Now, a random check with young voters has shown that some will not be returning to vote as they feel that it's better to depend on themselves because they've kind of lost faith in politicians.
Yeah, that's right. So Free Malaysia Today looking at a segment of young voters who probably, I guess, won't be making a showing at GE14. Some examples, they spoke with Sabahan James Tan, who's 33, who said that he doesn't plan returning to Sabah to vote. He didn't go home to vote in the 13th general election either. He said his decision in 2013, didn't make much of a change to the results. So, asking why he should go home this time. As for how he was treated for it, he said he felt like an outcast initially, but after the elections were over, life went on. Everything just went on around it.
Yes.
Around him, excuse me.
Yeah, so I mean, another individual they interviewed, Haslina Daud, 35, who's an engineer, had said that it was not about adequate funds or leave days because, the government has declared a public holiday, and of course, employers by law are required to give adequate time to go voting. She said it was simply that she was no longer convinced by politicians and their talk.
Yeah, she also said that she has a job, she secured her own property, she worked hard to earn all of that, never benefited from government aid.
Okay, so why, like, young people, you do this to me? Why you do this to me? That's
you.
What? Yes, to me.
You,
because
you
I read this article and I get so frustrated because it goes beyond that, right, Caroline? I mean, it's not just about handouts and whether you're getting government aid. I think there needs to be a slight realization that these things do matter because the policy that is implemented even at the parliamentary level, I mean, I'm not just talking about the people who fix your potholes, and stuff like that, but even the policy that's implemented at your parliamentary level will affect whether you can get that job or buy that house or whether you can afford that car.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I feel that you can't deny them these thoughts and these feelings, right? These are, for me at least, when they're very valid. It's their truth, right? Very real emotions. And reading into that, I hear political fatigue, a lack of confidence, a sense of feeling very disconnected from that scene, which is what you're describing, right? So all these things that are decided on a policy level has a trickle down, but you feel a disconnect. But, when we talk about one's duty to vote, that's the kind of language that we like to use, right? Duty, obligation, our right.
Responsibility,
can,
yeah.
Yeah, but it can sometimes take on a very self-righteous tone. And for people who are already fatigued, I feel that approach can sometimes drive people further away. It's like being stuck at a dinner table with a know-it-all. You just want out.
But that's part of their game, right? That's part of their strategy.
Yeah,
I mean, in the sense that power wants to hold on to power and it'll do anything to keep power, right? I mean, that seems to be the objective of that game. And I understand fatigue. I mean, I am as cynical as the next person when it comes to our system. I believe we're constantly getting disenfranchised. I don't think that it's a fair and equal system. I mean, yes, I believe we have a flawed democracy, but at the same time, I think that's what they want me to believe. They want me to not go out and vote, and then some things will just happen by default.
I get that. But I also feel, just hammering that same message home again and again, if it hasn't worked in a while, there's a need to look at why and perhaps approach it slightly differently. I mean, apathy has been described as one of the most dangerous things in the world, right? So beyond, I guess, the immediate elections even, I mean, if we're seeing an overwhelming sense of this coming from the youth, I think it raises all kinds of red flags for me.
It does, but I also think that in general there is youth apathy across the world when it comes to elections and politics, right? And I don't know how much of that is because of youth. Because of you. So whether when you grow up, when you have your family, when you have, kids and old people that you need to look after, suddenly you start paying attention to maybe all of these other things that maybe politics can help solve or a change in politics can help solve, right? Because you're starting to look at bigger picture things. Maybe that's part of it, right?
Well, as of July 2017, just so you know the numbers, there were 3,772,149 individuals who had yet to fewer who have yet to register themselves as voters.
All right. So after this, we're going to be speaking to Liana Yusuf, a publicity coordinator at Wathan, which is an NGO that's geared up to getting young people to get out and vote. We're going to get her opinion on all of this. In the meantime, here are Bob Marley and the Wailers with Is This Love on BFM 89.9.
Brainy, fancy material. BFM 89.9.
Caroline and Uma with you. It is 5:15 p.m. We've been talking about the many young Malaysians who are disillusioned with politics in Malaysia and their decision to not vote in GE14. Now, for a youth or younger perspective, not as old fogies in the studio, we're going to cross over to Liana Yusuf. Yes, us. We're going to cross over to Liana Yusuf, the publicity coordinator at Wathan. They are an NGO that campaigns for higher youth voter registration in the country. Liana, thank you so much for speaking with us. What has been your observations about voter apathy amongst the youth in the lead up to the election?
There's definitely been a shift on social media once the polling dates were announced. Before that, we noticed hashtag Undi Rosa was trending. But since the polling dates have been announced, it's given way to hashtags like Pulang Mengundi and Balik Undi. And what's interesting is that a lot of these hashtags are populated and driven by young Malaysians who now know that this hashtag exists, want to use it to go home and vote. And I don't think this is something we noticed in the previous elections. And it's really encouraging to see young Malaysians reach out for help to go back and vote, and other Malaysians coming forward to help them. Also, what we've noticed is that a lot of youths who did not get their voter registration gazetted in the electoral roll have responded to instead volunteering to be pacha agents in this year's elections. So we've definitely seen some of that going online, and of young people sharing what they've learned from pacha training on Twitter and on Facebook to help other people understand the elections process.
Yeah, that's right. So I guess social media has played a much more visible and positive role, right, in getting people out to vote this time around. We've seen, I think, over 100,000 ringgit being crowdfunded to help voters get to their constituencies.
I'd also just like to say the Undi Rabu activists are doing such great work for people in their early 30s. We've seen one person in his late 20s donate his March paycheck to fund the Undi Rabu initiative and to help other Malaysians go home to vote. And that's super encouraging to see youths reaching out to help other people, even while people are questioning their own participation in politics. Hmm.
And the thing is that politics does influence our everyday lives. Now, what would you say to people who are ambivalent about politics and taking part in this democratic process?
Well, to people who are ambivalent about the role of politics in their everyday lives, the reality is that regardless of their ambivalence, it does affect their lives. No matter how hard they work for their monthly rent or to pay off their loans, that amount of work does not overlap with stuff like GST, PTPTN, government allocations on healthcare, education, servicing government debts. All of these things continue to affect us, whether we work hard to put food on the table or hold multiple jobs or live with our parents. We still end up paying for this as a nation one way or another.
Right. And how would you describe the value of a vote to, I guess, those who are struggling to understand what difference it would make in the long run?
Well, in seats won by less than 500 votes, one vote could mean a lot. So if 1,000 youths voted for that seat or in that seat, the results will change, and it's impossible that their vote won't make a difference. On a more abstract note, each vote is so valuable because it shows that the society themselves are continuing to participate in a democracy system, even though sometimes it may feel like the odds are stacked against us to know more about the system. We don't necessarily have avenues for clear electoral education, even at a school level. So it's very hard to be enthusiastic in participating in democracy if we don't even understand how the system works. So the value of each vote shows a willingness of each young Malaysian to not only continue to understand democracy and how it works in Malaysia, but also to play a part in the decision-making processes of this country.
Thank you very much, Liana, for sharing your thoughts. It sounds like it's raining cats and dogs where you are, so take care on your drive home. That was Liana Yusuf, the publicity coordinator over at Wathan. They're an NGO that tried to increase the participation of youth in politics by getting them to sign up to vote, right? Mm-hmm. And all I have to say to that is, hear, hear. Hear, hear to everything she said. I agree.
Okay.
We've got some music coming your way. This is Nirvana with Come As You Are on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.